polls are just opening now in seven states. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We know in our bones that our democracy is at risk, and we know that this is your moment to defend it.
President Biden campaigned for Democrats in Maryland, saying he's optimistic they can keep control of the Senate, though he admits it'll be tough to stop a Republican take over the House. Former President Trump urges people to vote for the GOP.
If you want to stop the destruction of our country and save the American dream.
He also kept his eye on 2024.
Some were expecting him to announce his next White House run at a rally in Ohio last night, but instead he said,
I'm going to be making a very big announcement on Tuesday, November 15th.
Trump said he didn't want to detract from the importance of today's elections.
Fox's Jill Nato, there are 35 Senate races, several of them nearly tied in the polls, like Georgia's.
GOP challenger Herschel Walker on Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla says Senator Raphael Warnock has not worked on the problems.
Why are you not addressing the crime? Why are you not addressing this open border, this inflation?
Senator Warnock answered that criticism with his own about Walker.
Question is, who's going to help them? The interesting thing is, my opponent hasn't offered one solution.
All votes will be counted tonight, but if neither gets more than 50%, we'll do it again in December.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott. Nobody won the Powerball jackpot again last night. A record $1.9 billion, but this time it's because nobody had a chance yet.
Because of a technical problem tonight, we are unable to bring you the Powerball drawing at this time. As soon as we're able to resolve the issue and conduct the drawing, it will be available for viewing on Powerball.com and on our YouTube channel.
That's Powerball host Laura Johnson. The issue, one of the states in the lottery didn't complete security protocols. It's not exactly clear when the numbers will be drawn. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
One of the issues for voters today, the border. As we learn, the surge of migrants coming here illegally continued last month, adding to the record 2+ million stopped crossing into the U.S. in the last fiscal year that ended September 30th.
Sources at Customs and Border Protection tell Fox News there were at least 205,000 migrants apprehended between ports of entry last month, a figure that does not include encounters at ports of entry. In addition, it's thought at least 64,000 migrants were able to evade border enforcement last month, the first month of the 2023 fiscal year. Republicans accused the Biden administration of not doing enough to respond to the number of migrants attempting to cross the southern border. The administration says it is focused on addressing root causes of migration. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Justice Department is on a manhunt, hoping to capture three nationals from Haiti who were charged with kidnapping Americans in that country last year.
16 Americans and one Canadian were serving as Christian missionaries in Haiti when they were kidnapped after visiting an orphanage. Two of the men charged are leaders of the 400 Mawozo gang, which claimed responsibility for the abductions. Authorities say a third suspect worked with the gang on the plot. State Department spokesman Ned Price announcing a $3 million reward for information leading to the capture of the three men.
The United States support the efforts of our Haitian law enforcement partners seeking to enforce the rule of law in Haiti and to combat transnational organized crime.
Gangs in Haiti have grown in strength since the assassination of President Jovenel Moise in 2021. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures up modestly the day after the Dow surged up 423 points. The Nasdaq gained 89. On Monday Night Football,
Jackson looking to throw. He does. He's got it. Touchdown, Ravens. The rookie Likely.
That was the first score of the game on ESPN, and Baltimore never looked back. The Ravens beat the New Orleans Saints 27-13. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.